What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 20th of October. Welcome to my shiny face, my nice, big, bright, shiny face, because I've put some moisturiser cream on it and the light is bouncing off it straight into your eyes. Doesn't really matter if you listen on the podcast, you'll have to imagine my shiny face bouncing into your eyes. Otherwise, you can watch it or see me on YouTube with my big shiny face bouncing around. Anyway, I hope you're well, and you've got more news, or I haven't got much news to talk to you about today. It's all a bit slow news day, or average news day. I did watch a good program last night though, the Trump show. It was quite good. Did anybody see it? I watched the first part of the Trump show, and it was loads of people who used to work with him who are giving their opinions about working with him. A lot of them, they got sacked. There wasn't all dissing him, to be honest. A lot of them was like spilling some interesting facts. But some of them, they believed that they also deserved to leave or get the sack. So I don't think it was like a real character assassination, but it was showing behind the scenes about how he didn't even expect to win. So he just like, fuck it, I'll roll with the punches. But it was good behind the scenes look at what's going on. One thing I do like about him is that he's just making it up as he goes along, and he's telling everybody else to fuck off. Even the people in his own circles who were telling him how to do things, he's deciding to do it his own way. And he's putting the establishment nose out of joint, which is good from any fucking angle. Anybody that does that is good, but it's just, if he's, I'd rather it be from slightly to the other side rather than to, you know, some of the people that are getting stirred up by his behaviour, should I say. But at the same time, it's funny that he's like putting a load of people's noses out of joint. So if he just stays in a safe place and just pisses everybody off, that's quite good. It's just when he gets political or fucking, you know, foreign politics and all that, that's where it gets a bit dangerous. But he was pissing all the all and sundry off. And he didn't care. That's quite good. That's my my kind of entertainment. Anyway, moving on. And there's somebody else that's going to be not to my liking in the future. Although I'm not your everyday criminal, of course. But they're going to have robot judges. They'll have robot fucking presidents and everything by then, probably. We've got robot judges who are going to put you in prison based on your physical artificial intelligence. We be able to tell within 99.9% of accuracy whether you're telling a lie or not. That's going to be fucking, well, it's good if you're guilty. I mean, you know, it's good if you're like serious crime and you're guilty, you're fucking, you know, you're going to get caught out. But at the same time, there's got to be room for error. I mean, for me, for instance, I'm not a good liar anyway, but I'd be sitting there thinking, they're going to think I'm guilty. What about if you think they think you're guilty and you're getting nervous because you don't want to be thought of as guilty because you know you're innocent, but you're a nervous person who would think, I hope they don't think I'm guilty, and you start acting in a funny way because you've fucking got anxiety over it. Like if somebody doing you for murder or something like that and you haven't done it, you're going to be all kinds of emotions, and this saying is going to pick up on your emotions and on your misplaced words and you stuttering and all that, and then it's going to go, yeah, guilty, fuck him off, send him to the death row. And you could be like just being nervous about, like, you know, I hope they didn't fucking, I'm a bit nervous about these judges, I've heard that they, you know, so that could work both ways. So we've got a Judge Dredd situation coming on. So I better keep my nose clean because I'm a terrible liar anyway. I don't think I'd get away with it even on the fucking easiest of crimes. I think I'd just go, I'd make a mistake. That's what I'd do. I'd just make a slip up. Accidentally dob myself in and then, oh shit, what have I done? You know, I'll tell you what, you see some of them do it on these crime programs as well, in the interrogation rooms, when they show the rooms where they're being interrogated by the police, and then you can see the police have led them in an upper path. And then they double back on them and go, well, earlier you said this or you said that. And they're like, did I? Put on the spot. It's great when you see it when it's a murderer and they're catching somebody out. But some people, you want to get away with it, don't you? You know, the nice criminals, the good ones, the good guys, the ones who are doing the fucking gold bullion robbery. And, you know, we ain't going to have no good films unless we get some proper fucking good, you know, robbers doing some good robberies. We're going to have shit films. We'll have to make them up. It's always good when it's based on the real thing. Anyways, I tell you what, who's robbing us blind? Robbing the, or definitely fucking taking people for a ride, and that's Kim Kardashian. She doesn't do a television show anymore, but she earns more money for one Instagram post than she does for a whole day's filming. Now that Instagram post is £1 million. So how much was she fucking earning for a whole day's filming? A whole day filming to me would be like a couple of £100 or something. To her, it's like millions or hundreds of hundreds and thousands. And she's going one Instagram post, which she gets £1 million for. That's fucking mad, isn't it? I'll just be banging up the Instagram posts constantly. I'll tell you what. You wouldn't stop me. I'll be banging them up all day long. Nude ones, everything. Whatever keeps the people keep coming back. Whatever keeps me fucking taking millions. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. But I'm saying that, I'd work a whole year's filming for the cost of one of her Instagram posts. It's all wrong. The money's with the wrong people. One day it's going to be with me. You mark my words. You listen to my words right here and now. It's not going to be illegal. I'm not going to be end up in court explaining myself. It's all going to be legal. And you're going to go, that guy was talented. He was good. Shame we haven't got a podcast anymore. He's got all that money now, so he's decided to do one and live the life of Riley. I'll come back. I'll come back and say hello every now and then. Anyway, Bruce Forsyth. An old English treasure who dodged the tax man at the end of his life by giving all his money to his wife. I think that's what he did, didn't he? Or was that Ken Dodd? One of them. They both died roughly around the same time. Anyway, but what's it called? He, one of his mates went into his hotel room once, and he's an old guy, isn't he, Bruce Forsyth? He was like in his 80s, and he went into his room, and a porn film came on the TV. A porn film was on there, and it accidentally, maybe you must have rolled, you know, when you sit on your remote control and the TV flashes up where you paused, but it had gone all dark. Something like that happened, and a porn film popped up on the TV. I wonder how he explained that. I'd know if I read the story, but I haven't. It flickered into life. Ass Ventura. It's got to be fucking crack detective. Ass Ventura, crack detective. Was the graphic that screamed onto the screen. Ass Ventura. I gotta love the porn piss take names. Ass Ventura, the fucking crack detective. That's up there with the best. That's up there with 10-inch Ninja Turtles. There's a good one. And Shaving Ryan's Privates. That's an old classic, isn't it? But yeah. So yeah, I wonder if he got embarrassed. Did he? Doesn't say. I don't think Bruce knew that he knew. He's spilling the beans now that Bruce is dead. That's talking ill of the dead, I'm afraid. Telling us that he likes Ass Ventura after he's died. That's a shame. Don't worry, Bruce. You're still all right in my books. Shows you're normal. Shows you're human. A dirty human, but a human nevertheless. Phil Collins' wife's at it again. Phil Collins' wife, I was speaking about her yesterday. His ex-wife, who wants more money off him. He's having to spill the beans now and trying to fucking counteract so she can't get any money off him. Now it's come out that she's been dating. She's already married somebody behind his back and she's fucking been having a lot of fun with some, what's he called, stripper for years. Having some fun with his stripper for years. Buying him all treats, flying him all over the place. He must have been having a fucking whale of a time. Like a sugar dad, sugar mummy. But with Phil Collins' money, that's the fucking problem. This is one of our English treasures, Phil Collins. I'm sorry. He's going to take you to court and he's going to win. He's going to win based on these stories because she seems to be a right player, basically. She's already had 25 million off him and then they got back together. And then she now wants more. So it was obviously another little ploy. But Phil knows what he's doing. Hopefully, he'll get back on stage with his... Who's the band he was with now? Genesis. He'll have to do a tour after that. He's going to have to do one tour and he'll get all his money back. And he'll be like, that, back in the fucking game again. She can keep her toy, boys. They're all fucking her off now anyway. They all realise now that she's... They want her for her money at the end of the day. It's the same old process. So she'll get upset when they piss off. after having all her money. Just what she's done to Phil. It's the pot. It just goes round and around and around, that one. It's all the karma, the old karma, the karma roundabout. But anyway, what's that Phil Collins song? I'm trying to think of the one now. He sang with that guy, the soul singer. There's two of them that did it. Oh, bollocks. Good song. Really love that one in the 80s. One of my favourite. Don't really like that one with the gorilla in, the advert. The advert's killed that song. It was good for a bit. Anyway, moving on. I'm not a Phil Collins fucking fan. It was good in Buster as well, the great train robbery film. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. Buster. Anyway, last one or two, short and sweet today. The Welsh scoff the most desserts in Britain, followed by the east of England and the southwest. How the fuck do we know that? The top puddings across the nation are cake in first place, then apple crumble and ice cream. Apple crumble, it's got to be. But the Welsh scoff the most. That's it, that's all I've got to say on that. That looked like it was going to be interesting. It's not interesting, it just tells us that the Welsh are fatter than us, with less teeth. And it's probably true, actually. You get a lot more gurneys in Wales, don't you? You know, them gurney competitions where they stick the head through the toilet and pull a face and they win a prize. A lot of them come from Wales. So the Welsh, if you're listening and you're Welsh, I'm not saying you're fat and toughless. I'm saying there are a lot of fat, toughless people in Wales. And they're the ones who are eating all the puddings. Right, last one. A man has worn, what is it? No, I'm not going to do that one. Workers called out to unblock a drain found congealed mass of wet wipes weighing 40 pounds. 40 pounds. The stomach-churning discovery was made by the Wessex Water. So, Blocktober, they're calling it. So, if you're are you that person who's been wiping your backside with wet wipes? Because you can't... Maybe it's because everyone fucking nicked all the toilet roll off the shelves and everyone was, like, struggling for something else to shove down the toilet. So, you know, maybe it's all come about now. It's all appeared as this big... What do they call them? They call them ice blocks. No, what's it called? Icebergs. Shitbergs or something like that, they call them. Bergs. Something berg. But this one's like a water... wet white berg. So, and I know who you are. You're down in Wessex somewhere. Feel guilty if I was you, because you just made them plumbers feel sick when they found it, because it's all just fucking stuck together and just created this big ball. They'd have to scoop that out with their hands. Not a job I'd like, I'm afraid, but somebody's got to do it. Anything other than three P's, poo, pee and paper, that is what's got to go down the toilet. So no alligators, no wet wipes, no condoms, no what else, no drugs, definitely no drugs. Use them. Don't be fooled. If you know the police are coming, or you hear, you got to get the police on your on a police radio. And when you know they're coming, hide them so that you can still use them. You don't want to throw in your drugs. There'll be worse than having to throw your drugs down the toilet, I imagine, if you're a drug addict. That's got to be like... Because if you neck them all as well, a good chance you're going to die, ain't you? So you ain't got a choice. So you end up having to fucking choose one or the other. It's either throw them down the toilet, get really high and possibly die, or go to prison. Such a shit conundrum. Well, you got to hide them better. That's what you got to do. Hide them better. Or do them quicker, at the very least. Anyway, that's all I'm going to do for now. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.